It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, our snow's almost gone. That's a pretty big lump of snow left over from the tractor. My buddy, my neighbor, did a driveway a couple times and it really dumped out. That's all that's left. It's starting to green up a bit. And I'm sitting on my final lift of lumber that I purchased to complete the interior walls of this place. I don't know if you probably can't see it, but that where my fishing rods were. I've got that wall creeping right up. It'll be done tonight. Then the electrician comes tomorrow. He's gonna light this place up, some good, cool lighting, and keep the progress going. Meanwhile, I need to get fishing or hiking or something. I mean, I can do this stuff only for so long, and I gotta get back out into the real world. Otherwise, I start getting a little kooky. So what are we at now? We're at day 4. I guess if you're listening to this on the podcasts and the podcast channels, you're not gonna see this for a while, but I will be posting this segment of the People's Voices. Different when I get allowed to be out of YouTube jail. So this is day 4 YouTube jail. So this is day 4 of YouTube jail. And the voices keep pouring in. Nothing has stopped the people, I'll tell you what. And on that note, as recently I've become aware that all of our truck drivers, our delivery guys, the guys that feed the communities with everything we need have banded together and they're fighting back against our tyrannous. Tyrannous, is that a word? Is that a word? The group of corrupt pricks that are ruling this country with absolute tyranny currently. And they're gonna shut down. They're on their way to Ottawa and their word is they're coming for you, Trudeau. And I'm so proud of those people. I am so stoked. I've never thought I would scream out, I love truck drivers more than I do right now. And apparently, I believe the United States truck drivers are gonna be doing the same. I hope so. When you think about it, if the people who have taken place of being in control of the majority of the people, if they don't listen to the people, but I'll tell you what, that is one way to show them that the people are in control is by the truck drivers, the arteries of our communities, shutting off the flow. What a brilliant move. Oh my God, I hope they go through with it. And I hope what they actually do is they drive 50,000 frickin' rigs into Ottawa itself, surround the government buildings and fill up every single city street with those trucks and then shut them off, pull the keys and walk away. I hope they do what they are set out. I hope they achieve what they are setting out to do. If there's a place I can donate money to give them fuel or food, please somebody share it with me. And I'll pass that on. But anyway, getting back to sharing the voices of the people, which makes this channel such a popular place, and an unpopular place with the freaks that want to be in control. It's funny, I made that video a handful of days ago about death threats, people freaking out. And you know, obviously a lot of people email me saying, just ignore them. Well, you know, I get this garbage gets emailed to me all the time, you guys. I do ignore it. And the only reason I voiced out my concerns, not concerns, I voiced out news about it was because they are starting to have an effect on some people who are close to me in the United States. And this includes threats of violence, threats of guns. And it really is, it's comical to me, but some friends of mine are taking it quite seriously. That means it's disrupting them a little bit. and that bothers the shit out of me. So I did my best to antagonize a couple of these special people via emails, and I also dropped them. I said hello to them using one of the three names I think they are, and that shut them right up. So I think I hit the nail on the head, and I'm quite certain those coward pukes are listening or watching this next week when it comes up. And just think, you cross the line. If you're gonna attack some fighters, if you're gonna attack some true fighters, look the fuck out. You're gonna lose, obviously. Especially if you're gonna attack a true fighter using the methods of a coward. You're gonna be sought, you're gonna be hunted down, found, and exposed. All right, and that's what's going down. So that's a quick message to you little dirtbags. You're very, very close to being internet superheroes. Anyway, just a quick note out to those cowards. It's just a matter of time now, and you'll be publicly exposed with your emails accompanying your face. All right, because you earned it. That's the seed you planted, and you reap what you sow. All right? Anyway, let's get on with reading some voices. Let me go down the list. Get back to the, I've been going from the top to the bottom, bottom to the top. Sometimes people who just recently email in get heard right away. And then I'll go all the way back down to the bottom again. Now, what do we got here? Switched up the camera on that one. So many cameras. A little annoying sometimes. Chickens. I wonder everybody eats them all the time. Put up on them for so long, then eat them. But anyway, I got a lot of voices to hear, you guys. It's day 4 YouTube jail. And again, this will be available on the YouTube channel once if I get allowed back on YouTube. If not, well, it'll be on all of the podcast channels, not just the Spreaker one. Spreaker delivers the podcast to everywhere podcasts are available. So that's how you can listen to that. But anyway, let's get into it. Listen to this one. She doesn't laugh at me anymore. Steve, love this family you brought together. When our kids were young, we'd sometimes invite the friends to come with us on day trips to the woods or the beach. Sometimes they would come up to our place on the mountain for a campfire to sleep over. Once in a while, my wife would ask me to tell them some Bigfoot stories. Her daughter's best friend, Wendy, would listen, but she just smirk and roll her eyes in a display of uninformed denial. Fast forward several years. Wendy and her husband Shane were driving northbound on Highway 101 through the giant redwoods in Northern California one night when they passed this huge, whitish-colored figure on the side of the road. As they passed this thing, it turned and grabbed a tree to pull itself up the bank and was gone. For a moment, they said nothing to each other, trying to process what they'd just witnessed. Then Shane said, "Did we just see what I think we saw?" And Wendy said, "Yes." He said, "Should we go back and check?" Very frightened, Wendy yelled, "No!" Wendy's mom asked Wendy to tell us the story when she visited him several years later, so she did, somewhat reluctantly, I thought, as she then wanted to change the subject. I think she was very much chagrined, having been a scoffer as a kid. End of story. Well, there's another one. You know what, Francis, thanks for sending that in. You realize how many people have that happen in this lifetime, especially now? How many people have unfortunately have got to face the reality the hard way, right? Having it stuffed in their face, and then even then, they don't want to talk about it. They want to pretend it didn't happen. They just don't want nothing to do with it. And believe me, I know a lot of people in that boat, for sure. Thanks for sending that, and I'll bet you Wendy's listening right now. What do we got here? Here's another one.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's red. Sasquatch stories from India. Hey brother, I've not seen a Sasquatch, but I've been told by devotees of a Shaiva temple in the Himalayas of their experiences that I thought you'd find interesting. these people's honesty is beyond question. The temple was set up in Hadaikan opposite, in Hadaikan opposite Kailash Mountain, a well-known venerated place of strange events. Let's just say that. Basanti Devi, an Italian devotee, told me of her experience. She was making the trek to the temple along the banks of the Guatuma Ganga River with her small son. Within this 1 to 2 hour walk, she noticed movement on the opposite bank. Then she clearly saw them, a line of hairy, large hairy beings walking in formation. There were 2 very large ones in the front and 3 small ones at the back, and 3 very small ones in between them in the middle. Some glanced over at her, and after keeping up with them for about half an hour, the large male at the front made a sound like you might hear in the military, a lower than higher pitch, then all turned in unison away from the riverbed and marched into the forest. Crazy. The second account is a female devotee who awakened before the sun rose. The moon was bright, and so she decided to walk around the temple. To her surprise, she saw down below the temple a group of large hairy beings dancing around a fire on the riverbed. She couldn't see detail as the distance was about 300 to 500 meters, but they were definitely not human or any kind of animal. Later that morning, she asked Babaji, the master of the temple, what she'd seen, and he said, you weren't supposed to see that, and left it at there. Nothing more was said. Just as an additional gift, I'll share one of the many bizarre accounts with animals. Basanti Devi again. She was walking down the 108 steps to the river, and just above her in a tree, she saw a huge black puma-type cat. It jumped down right in front of her, and so she said out loud, "Are you gonna eat me now?" Her words. Then it rolled on its back, showed its belly, and was purring like a kitten. She said that strangely, she had no fear. And this is probably because she knew nothing would happen unless her beloved Babaji preordained it. Such was the caliber of this lady. I have no doubt about these accounts are true and correct. There is no reason I can imagine these lovers of God would tell lies. As said, they are above that nonsense, and in any case, taken from my perspective, they wouldn't dare to self-harm by lying. I don't expect you to read this out, but do feel free. I don't expect anything, but I'm happy you have heard these accounts. To me, they tell me a lot about these ancient beings. One last point. Avatar Mihir Baba was the once asked a question I don't exactly remember, and he replied, "There are 5 major races on this planet. One of them is the original." For years, I thought he was referring to blacks, whites, red, yellow, and Asiatics, blacks being the original. I now am convinced he was giving a clue to other previously unknown races. I suspect it is hominids, Sasquatch, humans, Nordics, large greys, and reptilians. Perhaps the mantids are in there somewhere, Sasquatch being the original. If this is correct, then we were likely genetically molded from Sasquatch DNA, as Lloyd Pye stated, 230,000 years ago, proven from analyzing the mitochondrial DNA. He also stated that he suspected Sasquatch has been here, unchanged for millions of years, which rhymes with Mihir Baba's information. One is the original. All the best to you and the blessings of joy and insight. Jamie, Tipperary Mountains, Ireland. Ireland! I really want to get out to Ireland. Anyway, thanks for that, James. There is a pile of stuff that goes on in India, right? Especially the Himalayas. Here comes another chicken. I'd be curious to know if a lot of other people in India or from India or familiar with India or have trekked India are watching this channel and have numerous experiences to share. I would imagine they probably do. And chickens drive me crazy. And hopefully they will think about possibly sending in their knowledge here, maybe. Thanks again for sending that in. Here's another one. Strange encounter led me to Bigfoot. Hello, Steve. I was raised by a hard ass. He was one of those from the World War II era. We hunted and hiked. He was a scoutmaster and I was a punk kid. I always felt comfortable in the woods, or what you might call in the natural world. So I lived in the suburbs for a good portion of my life, but wanted to live in the country. I wanted space between me and my neighbors. Anyway, I finally moved out to what I called the edge of civilization, which was only about 15 miles from downtown Greenville, South Carolina. But it felt like it was out there. So one evening I was cooking on my grill, just minding my business, and I noticed a flock of birds heading my way in a V formation. Well, I've seen ducks and geese fly in this formation, but not blackbirds or possibly crows. But here they came. So I was cooking. They passed by my left. They were close, maybe within 100 feet of me as they went by. Then I noticed that the last five on my side of the V were not birds. They were black spheres. The spheres were spaced as the birds were and following the formation. They were bigger than a baseball, but smaller than a bowling ball. My wife at the time was standing next to me, and I asked her if she saw them. Of course, she said, "Saw what? Oh my God." So I'm the only one that saw this. Since that happened, I tried to find an explanation about what it could be. A guy on YouTube named Brenton Sawin had a channel much like yours. He would listen to all kinds of encounters and try to explain it as it might relate to the Bible. But that led me to Bigfoot. He was very much involved in Bigfoot encounters since the majority of his callers were expressing their experience with Bigfoot. I'm so glad I found your channel. Anyone that has had an unusual experience, whether it be an alien craft, Bigfoot, Dogman, or something else, can take comfort watching your channel because we get it. There's some weird shit happening out there that's being kept away from us. For whatever reasons, they really can't almost be grouped as one. Things that our governments don't want us to know. Have a good one, Steve. You have a good one too, Roger. Thanks for sending that in. And that's a first for me to read of that type of a sighting. But I'll bet you somebody else has seen something similar, and you're going to hear about it in the comment section below, I'd imagine, or they're going to email me about it. It usually just takes one person to come forward with something frickin' crazy sounding, and then they get treated respect in a safe place, and then other people have seen the same thing but are scared shitless to share it, finally realize, oh, it is okay to be honest and share what I saw without asking to have seen it previously. Right? Well, let's see what the people got when it comes to those spheres. It's endless. It's endless. The truth is endless, isn't it? The truth. Now what else do we have? Here's something short. Listen to this one. Portals. Hi Steve, love what you're doing. I listened to you for a few years now. I've heard you ask about portals and viewers' thoughts on it. You asked if portals are doorways to another dimension. Why is it, we don't see anything but Sasquatch? But you have shared stories of glowing spiders not known of anywhere in the world. Also of dogmen and big turtles with glowing stripes. So maybe we have seen some other things from the door opening. We'll leave this short for you, Steve. All right, thanks, man. Thank you. Well, good point. We have had that emailed in. And also, what else we had emailed in? Those kangaroo-ish looking things that move awkwardly crossing the road in front of a man and his two children, I believe, and he didn't have the right footwear to go after it. And we've had some other people email in some sightings of something similar too. East Texas, Texas, Oklahoma, Utah, Ohio. Those are some places where some not so common things are being sighted commonly, right? And sure, people are going to comment in the comment section below and remind us of some other things that have been shared. I'll bet. All right, now, what is this one? This is recent. Type, this is red. All right, this is titled, "Brother, why are you telling us that? What has happened?" Question marks. Hello, Steve. My name is John Reisner, and I live in Northeast Oregon, a small cattle and farming community, La Grande to be exact. First, I have to say I really appreciate all the wonderful footage you share with us all. My buddies and I spend all our spare time either looking for sheds, fishing, hunting arrowheads and other artifacts, and mining for gold and other gemstones. So I can totally appreciate everything you have going here. It's truly unique. I stumbled upon your channel maybe a couple months ago. In fact, the first video I watched was the one about the nuclear physicist that encountered one on his walk and ended up missing a shoe and his phone was hacked. Yeah, that one. I was fucking floored, bro, and continue to be. I've never saw one, but I know I've been in their crosshairs many times because I've felt their presence and warning. This is an area of strange energy where a lot of things come and go. Portals, way too many credible people have witnessed them opening and closing. There are places here that I will never set foot again. I've always known they are there, and to be honest, I've learned a lot. And many questions now make complete sense from listening to your shares. I now see how extremely well they have kept this from us, far better than the UFO phenomenon. Every one of these shows that have these effing idiots running around in the dark, smacking trees and seeing who can scream the loudest, trying to shake hands with our forest friends, as they like to call them, piss me off and make me want to kick the stupid out of them. They never let the experiencers tell their whole story. They never tell of the extreme feelings of dread and evil that everyone has felt on their shares here on your channel. It's all bullshit. And what makes what you've created so valuable and important? You're a badass MF-er, and that has nothing but respect from me and the ones I run with in this no place for pussies part of the world. You're a good human being and perfect example of how every real man out here hopes to be himself straight up and tell it the way you see it. You're a badass MF-er that has nothing but respect from me and the ones I run with in this no place for pussies part of the world. You're a good human being and a perfect example of how every real man out there hopes to be himself straight up and tell it like you see it. Growing up, I was also a bully exterminator. LOL. So, why were you saying that the other day about the bad guys possibly coming after you, almost like they've started trying to F with you? I don't believe you would say that just to say it. I'm 51 years old, I've lived a great life, I'm still plenty tough, and can pick up and use any gun like I was born with it. A perk of all the Special Forces family. I'd just say keep your feelers on, brother, because you've pissed some evil effers off, and I believe we, the real men who are here on the earth now because we are going to see this, we've been chosen to fight and die to put an end to evil. I've heard recently that they are running scared right now and starting to make mistakes. You're a leader of truth and courage and have given thousands of people a chance to make a choice and understand what is happening. Thanks, brother. Stay safe. Thank you, John. Holy shit, man. Find every single man like you that thinks like you and stay in touch with them. We need them. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for the kind words. Yeah, I think I already touched on that, didn't I? What's been going down with a couple pukes. Sending out threats and trying to disrupt not only myself but other people fairly close to me. I don't give a shit myself, like I said earlier, but when they start to affect people I respect, I want to go tear their throats out like anybody normally would want to, right? But it's getting dealt with. It's getting dealt with. We'll leave it at that. Now, more voices. What I saw. I was 10 years old. I was born in High Point, North Carolina. My friends average about 3 years older than me. They often picked on me, yet we'd always hung together. My neighbor Mark, his father, owned a go-kart track. And at the time, it was a popular sport, and they had a grandstand, concession stand, and other buildings. We often camped out in the concession stand due to the size of the building. This particular campout night, the guys were picking on me and grabbed my clothes off of me and chased me around the track. They're always picking on the younger guys. I just happened to be the scapegoat this night. I was a little pissed. I knocked on the door of the concession stand, but got giggles and laughing. Well, I would walk home, but a quarter mile away, being naked would have been too much to bear, waking my mom and dad. So I just walked the track and waited for them to call me back after the joking stopped. Bastards. The owner's dad was a big-bellied man and a bird hunter with six dogs, each in their own lot side by side in a 6 foot tall lots about 100 yards from where I was on the track. A pole light. Always stay on. It was an old enameled hood with a light bulb in it. I guess so he could check on the dogs. It was after midnight, the dogs raising hell, and all of a sudden they were quiet. They got in their boxes. I saw them leaping from the top of them going into the openings. All of a sudden, total quiet. I mean, not even a cricket chirp. I meant an image came from the woods beside the lot. I thought it was Elmer, the dad, checking dogs, but the large hulking image I saw was at least 2 feet higher than the 6 foot fence. I was watching it. I was watching as it walked as the Patterson film, swinging arms, massive body. I was scared shitless. What was maybe 2 minutes seemed like 30 minutes. I ran a concession stand, beating and begging to get in. Whatever it was, walked with meaning from the dog lot to the entrance gate at the main road and disappeared. It must have crossed onto our property down the creek bed. After pleading and begging, they opened the door. I told them what I saw. They laughed and said I saw a boogeyman. The next morning we got up Next morning, we got up, got our sleeping bags, and walked by the dog lot. There were huge footprints in the mud in front of the dog lots. The dew had not dropped on the grass yet, so no prints there. They just blabbed something, called me a dunce. I've hunted all my life, I'm 61 now, and have only told 3 other people till today. 51 years ago, I knew something existed bigger than life. I told my story to my wife. She asked me, why now? I said, because there are more believers, sightings, interaction. I have hunted the Rockies of Montana, Colorado several times. I know and believe that these creatures exist. I just ain't suppressing a damn thing when the truth is out there. Thanks for being there. I got your back, along with many others. Thank you, Brian Sapp, High Point, North Carolina. Brian, I absolutely appreciate you shared that experience with us here. You know many more people just like you're out there that have seen that shit and kept it inside and harbored that lifelong sentence inside but too scared to share it somewhere? It's bullshit, right?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Isn't it amazing how many people have truly seen these abnormal things that are possibly are normal, but have been kept away from us by these sons of bitches? I think that's what ignites it in me a little more. As soon as I hear of someone who's had a lifelong sentence and not been able to talk to somebody, and then they come forward now, and that makes me growl. That makes me growl. But we're winning. We are winning. Without a doubt, this is the root. This is how all those other attention whores screwed up, by making it about themselves and making it about what they want you to think, making it about what they want you to talk about, making it about what they need everybody to think. Man, am I ever relieved that they're getting themselves crammed up their asses now, aren't you? Everybody gets to speak finally. Thank God. Everybody gets to speak here, no matter what. What a powerful place this is becoming. All the people being equal, all the people having to turn at the microphone. It's pretty cool. But anyway, I gotta get going. I gotta get this load of lumber I'm sitting on. I gotta get it on the walls of the shop. Finally have the electricians coming tomorrow morning. He's gonna light this place up with some cool lights and make it safe so it doesn't burn down. And then I gotta go fishing. I gotta go to the mountains. I gotta travel back to the town I was living in previously, all those mountainous places I shared with you guys. I gotta go get in those mountains or I'm gonna go bonkers. Anyway, keep sending them in. Share my story, howtohunt.com, tell my story, howtohunt.com, and keep getting it out. Keep sharing it. The rest of the people who can't handle the truth will come straggling along eventually. There's no other place for them to go, right? You can only hide for so long until you gotta face the honest to God truth in life with much. Here I go! Day 5 jail tomorrow.
YouTube.